Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a famous classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess the name of the hidden tune and the name of the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Michelle Willis is on the phone from Harriman, Utah. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you. And I happen to know a little bit about your musical background. You're the resident composer for the Utah Symphony and Opera. What does that mean, being their resident composer?
That means that I work in their educational department, and I help write original operas with students and teachers around the state of Utah.
Oh, that must be tremendously fun.
It is wonderful. I love it. It's just such a great experience to have.
And must be great for the kids to explore their own creativity that way, too.
Yes, it really is. And when they see me later on when they're older, they say, hey, it's the opera lady.
And not only are you the opera lady, but you're also the conductor of the Harriman Community Orchestra.
Correct.
Uh-huh. And so what instruments do you play?
Well, I play piano and violin, and I sing. I love to dabble in everything, though. So if I have it in my house, I try to play it. And if I don't have it, I try to borrow it. So I love to try anything.
Bagpipes?
Not yet, but my husband really wants some. But we have an accordion, we have an Indian veena, and an arhu are some of the ones I'm learning right now.
Wow, that's great. So obviously music, a huge part of your life.
Yes.
Okay, well, Michelle, a piano puzzler is about to be part of your life too. Bruce is going to play this for you. Your job, of course, twofold, to name the hidden tune and the name of the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. If you happen to get stuck on either one of these, I don't know what's coming either, so we can brainstorm on this together if need be.
Great.
All right, Michelle, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Very good.
So what's the tune?
It's your good old MacDonald Had a Farm.
Yes.
Yes.
And, you know, I have to say that the reason I chose Old MacDonald, which I like to use it every now and then because it's such a fun little piece, but
yeah,
that this piano piece that I based it on has little fragments of this, just that little falling forth all over the place. So it was a natural. Mm-hmm. Many of the times that I put the tune in, I could leave the fourth alone.
It fits. His writing fits with Old MacDonald.
It certainly does.
You are amazing, Bruce. That's so neat how you do that.
Well, thanks.
Love it.
So shall we just plunge into this composer? It may not be on the tip of everyone's tongue.
Right. Oh, boy, I can't think of a composer that I'm familiar with.
What if I said the initials LJ?
Janacek?
Yeah. Yeah, Janacek. I have to say that in the Puzzler Show, very often I'll use Beethoven or Stravinsky, and Chopin, you know, and that's fine. I love doing that. But it's fun also to go outside a little bit occasionally. You know, Janacek is a major, major composer that should be, I think, appreciated more.
Uh-huh.
So for me, this is an opportunity to say something about that. And this piece is called In the Mist, which does come from The Overgrown Path, which is a gorgeous piano piece.
Collection of piano pieces called From an Overgrown Path.
Yes.
Huh.
And if one were to listen to it, you'll find that I'm playing my old McDonald version. That it's actually extremely close. I only had to insert old McDonald now and then. I tried to leave it alone, which was not possible, but but I tried to bring out the things I love about it while rewriting it.
So okay. Old McDonald Had a Farm, in the style of Leos Janacek. Bruce, now that we know, could we hear this puzzler one more time?
Absolutely.
Old MacDonald Had a Farm, rewritten in the style of Leos Janacek and specifically borrowing from a piece called In the Mist from a collection of piano pieces by Janacek called From an Overgrown Path. Well, Michelle Willis, that was a toughie. That was a very tough piano puzzler. But you named the tune and you said Janacek before anybody else did. And for playing our piano puzzler, Michelle, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler and also an autographed copy of the score, the music to that classic piano puzzler, signed by Bruce Adolph himself.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle. What's your public radio station?
I listen to Classical 89 off of the BYU campus in Provo.
That would be KBYU in Provo, Utah. Michelle Willis from Harriman, Utah, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.